At the end of last month, thousands of Christian leaders gathered from around the globe in New York City for Movement Day 2016. The focus was on global cities. And to find out about Movement Day, we've connected with Dr. Mac Pierre. Mac is the founder and CEO of the New York City Leadership Center and was instrumental in founding the inaugural Movement Day conference back in 2010. Since then, it has spread like a movement. We want to find out more. Mac, tell us, what is Movement Day?
Well, thanks, Neil. Movement Day really grew out of some research that my organization, along with Tim Keller's church, Redeemer Presbyterian, commissioned in 2009. We saw the growth of evangelical Christianity in Manhattan over at that time, a 20-year period of about 300%. And with that research, we thought it'd be important to create a conversation around the question of what is God doing in major cities. And that led to the birth of Movement Day in 2010 in New York. Movement Day Global Cities, which happened just 2 weeks ago, attracted leaders from 95 nations. We had about 3,000 leaders that came, and it was done collaboratively with the Lausanne Movement. One of my roles is the catalyst for cities for Lausanne, as well as with the Global Leadership Summit led by the Willow Creek Association. So Movement Day Global Cities brought leaders together from around the world to really celebrate what God is doing in big cities, to learn about the greatest challenges facing cities around the globe, and to introduce best practices to create catalytic growth in those cities.
Well, when we talk big cities, I mean, if we're in rural areas, we maybe don't have a full grasp of what's happening in terms of moving to the cities. I mean, it's happening dramatically over these last years, isn't it?
It's the greatest demographic shift in human history. 1.5 million people are moving into sizable cities every week, which means there's really the birth of a new San Francisco or a new Singapore every month. And the three great realities that face the world today, a majority of people live in sizable cities, a majority of the world are under the age of 25, and a majority of the world lives on less than $2 a day.
So talk about how is the church prepared to have an impact and an influence in the city? I mean, I know that one of your goals is to see Christianity sort of gain traction, and yet it probably isn't the case right now, is it, in most major cities?
Yeah, in most major cities, especially when you get to what we call a city center, like places like Dubai or Singapore or Mumbai, many of the great mega cities, in most mega cities, the Christian community is not as large or influential as it needs to be. And so when we gather around Movement Day, what we are attempting to do is really answer three questions. Where are we today on a given issue, which is really the research question? The second question is a vision question. Where do we want to be in 10 years? And the third question is a tactical question. What do we need to do in the next year? And we've learned that it's really important to apply good research to our strategy, the necessity of collaborative models. We really believe that the unity of the church is, I consider to be one of the three great doctrines of the church, and that we really believe that disunity in the church breeds atheism in the world. And so our deep conviction is that if we can bring the body of Christ together relationally, intelligently, spiritually, that all kinds of things get catalyzed out of that vision and commitment. And we've seen it in powerful ways across many cities in the last 6 years.
Well, just obviously fresh on our minds is an election that happened pretty dramatically and maybe surprisingly, but I guess it is a reminder that God could bring about transformation in a relatively short time, too, if people were actually engaged and committed to following his principles.
Well, it's interesting. The language that President-elect Trump uses around his campaign is a movement. And whether people like or dislike him as a leader, he was very effective in his messaging, rallying people around some core ideas. And we think that cities are so critical. If a big idea takes root in a big city, it spreads around the world. And that's why we really believe cities like New York and London. London will have its first Movement Day next year. We've been in Dallas for 3 years. Phoenix is getting started. Charlotte will get started. Big ideas that take root in big cities, just like when you read the New Testament was really the story of Jesus dying in Jerusalem as the religious capital of the world and Paul dying in Rome. as the political capital of the world. And their deaths in these cities were not geographic accidents, that God really has a plan to reach the world by impacting big cities.
So give us a little sense. I mean, Movement Day started back in, 2010, and you've been gathering, I guess, the movement has been growing ever since. It's going around the globe. But what's maybe the most encouraging story or example of how God is beginning to work in some fresh new ways in the cities?
I'll start with Manhattan, because Manhattan was really the initial impetus behind Movement Day, when we saw Christianity grow by 300% in 20 years, and then in the next 5 years, after we did the initial research, we saw it grow from 300 to 500% in 5 years. So it took 20 years to grow by 300%, and then it took 5 years to grow 500%. And at the end of the day, it really is about the gospel. We want people to come to faith, and that's really critical. In Dallas, one of the most encouraging signs was to see a new organization birthed out of Movement Day called Initiative, led by a 26-year-old, really rallying other young people to be a part of a missional community in Dallas. And that's significant, since as many as 70% of young people are leaving the church upon adulthood. We were very encouraged to see this kind of young leadership emerging, because we think the biggest idea is to reach young leaders in big cities regarding the future of the church.
When you look at, you know, the future of the church in big cities, are the issues the same that we hear about, whether it's politics or economics or any of those things? What are the big concerns that the church needs to be poised to address?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is a tremendous economic divide between the rich and the poor. Poor people come to cities in the hope of a better future. So there's the economic issue, and usually attached to that are educational divides. In the U.S., big issue, we're the incarceration capital of the world. We have 25% of the prison population. In the African-American community, there are more African-Americans in prison today than people that were enslaved before the beginning of the Civil War. And so these are all huge gaps that we say what the church needs are the smartest people with the biggest hearts in the room, and really willing to think creatively. And we need all sectors. We certainly need the church, but we also need the intelligent involvement of local government. We need the marketplace community deeply involved. It's going to take everybody of goodwill to work together to address some of these enormous challenges.
And is there a willingness to collaborate among, marketplace leaders or political leaders, or has the church been sort of marginalized and say, well, they don't really have a place at the table?
Well, we're seeing some signs of hope. When we had the Dallas shootings on July 7th, I was very pleased. Mayor Rawlings, the first two people he called were African-American pastor and a white pastor that we had brought together through Movement Day. And they were really the voice of reconciliation in Dallas. And the morning after the shootings, Mayor Rawlings did a telecast. I saw it on CNN, and the clergy standing behind him represented a third of all the congregants in Dallas. And that really represented a really good partnership between the mayor's office and the church. And we really want to see more and more of that. One of our big allies in Movement Day is Mayor Good from Philadelphia, first African-American mayor there. And he helped shepherd a team of 140 Philadelphia leaders that came to Movement Day a couple of weeks ago. And Philadelphia is one of the most challenged big cities in America. And we really are eager to see some of the ideas that will emerge from these leaders meeting each other and really working together.
Mac, you've just released a new book called A Disruptive Gospel, Stories and Strategies for Transforming Your City. Say a bit about why the gospel is disruptive, or how should it maybe be different than what it is impacting now?
Yeah, the idea of the gospel disrupting, when you think about it, especially when you read the New Testament, when the gospel comes into a person's life or into a city, it completely turns it upside down. You know, when you read the book of Acts and you see city after city where the early disciples and then the Apostle Paul, you read Acts 19, the story of Ephesus. I mean, Paul shows up, he turns the medical institutions upside down, he turns the religious institutions upside down, he turns the governmental institutions upside down. And the idea is that if if the gospel is alive in a person's life or in the context of a city, things change. It's radical. It compels people. You know, one of the things that we need to continue to cultivate in our lives as we mature as Christians is we need to really develop what Bill Hybels calls a holy discontent around things that are really unsatisfactory from a kingdom perspective. And we need to just radically commit ourselves to those things. And the gospel is disruptive. If our lives haven't changed in the last year or two, we're believers, then we need to ask the question, where does God want to use us to disrupt the status quo somewhere else?
I hope even as we've talked today, there's someone listening has been just prompted to say, there's a holy discontent within me, and I see an opportunity to make a difference in the city. I want to learn more. Talk about where they could connect, find out about the Movement Days, because they're spreading around globally. But I know that you've got resources available, and also find out about your book.
Sure. So MovementDay.com is a website to learn about Movement Day. We're going to be creating a Movement Day Institute over the next year where city leaders can come and learn principles and how to catalyze something like this in their own context. The book, A Disruptive Gospel, it's published by Baker Press. It's on the Amazon or Barnes & Noble's website. And in the book, we tell the story of what God is doing in 11 different cities around the world. But I think it's a fairly good overview of some of the themes in cities around the world. And I think for those of us who want to be Christians who are thoughtful and knowledgeable, it really is important for us to become conversant with the major global trends regarding urbanization and what God is doing in the world.
Mac Pier has been in the middle of it for a number of years, helping us see more clearly about what God is doing in the cities. He's written a new book called The Disruptive Gospel, Stories and Strategies for Transforming Your City. And he is the founder and CEO of the New York City Leadership Center, and instrumental in founding the inaugural Movement Day Conference. The Movement Day 2016 just happened here a couple weeks ago. Find out more at movementday.com. Mac, thanks so much for the update today.
Thanks so much, Neil. Thanks for having me on.